This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. US Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife, Usha, their children, and senior members of the US administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The Prime Minister fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in January this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the U.S., leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again, MAGA, and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies, and other areas. The two leaders also exchanged views on various regional and global issues of mutual interest and called for dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward. The PM conveyed his warm greetings to President Trump and stated that he is looking forward to his visit to India later this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and their real impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south. The PM outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years, including energy security, clean energy, advancements in sports and achievements in space exploration. Underscoring the immense responsibility on civil servants to ensure that India becomes the world's third largest economy at the earliest, Prime Minister urged them to prevent any delays in achieving this critical objective. PM Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. This will be Prime Minister Modi's third visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia after his previous visits in 2016 and 2019. The visit highlights Saudi Arabia's strategic importance to India across multiple dimensions. Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. The Argentine pontiff passed away yesterday at his residence in Vatican's Casa Santa Marta at the age of 88 after a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various health challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other global leaders from European Commission, Russia, France and the United Kingdom remembered the Argentine pontiff for his compassion, humility and dedication to peace and social justice. Government of India has declared the three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to him. 2 days state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. The centre has imposed 12% safeguard duty on the import of certain non-alloy and alloy steel flat products with a view to shield Indian steel sector. Welcoming the decision, Union Minister of Steel H.D. Kumaraswamy stated that this measure is a timely and necessary step to protect domestic steel manufacturers from the adverse impact of import surges and to ensure fair competition in the market. This move will provide critical relief to domestic producers, especially small and medium-scale enterprises who have faced immense pressure from rising imports of steel. Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has chaired a crucial stakeholder meeting at Delhi Airport to address operational challenges arising from the ongoing upgradation work on runway and the impact of unexpected westerly wind patterns. During the meeting, the minister reviewed the current situation, emphasizing the importance of ensuring minimal disruption to passengers and airline operations. In athletics, Sachin Yadav has clinched the men's javelin throw title at the National Federation Senior Athletics Competition 2025 with a superb 83.86 meters in Kochi, Kerala. Competing at the Maharajas College Stadium, Sachin's winning mark came in the fifth round. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated host Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at the Eden Gardens. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 198 for 3 in 20 overs, riding on skipper Shubman Gill's 90 runs of 55 balls and Sai Sudarshan's 52 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.